But right now, as we know, the universe is expanding at an increasing rate, and the further away an object is from the Earth, the faster it's moving away from us. It's a good story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little on today's Morning's Edition Slander Minute. And here now is our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Mark, I followed a tip this week that the universe is exploding because of liberals,
what?
Specifically Mark Maron. But a super secret source indicates you won't be here anymore next week anyway.
Wow, well that super secret source is pretty much anyone in the office.
So I learned instead the universe is decaying because of liberals like Mark Riley.
Hey!
According to my sources, Mark Riley exposed a CIA agent. To be precise, he exposed himself to a CIA agent. Hey, I'm here all week, two shows a night.
Where'd you get all these false stories?
Online. At Wikipedia.org.
Man, who puts all these lies on Wikipedia?
I do. And another thing, I looked up Mark Riley and found out he's been scheming behind your back to get you kicked off the show. Here's the recording.
I am Mark Riley.
And I am a shadowy member of Air America's board of directors.
We are making an unholy alliance against Mark Maron.
Mark, I swear to God, that's not me.
Who are you going to believe? God or the internet?
Yeah, it does sound a little like you, Riley.
Here's another thing I learned on Wikipedia about the universe. Entropy in Mark Riley always increases until eventually he decays into a state of inert uniformity.
That's not me. That's the second law of thermodynamics.
Mark, we're all a little tired of that excuse. Besides, I have another recording. Play it.
I am Mark Riley. I can neither be created nor destroyed.
That's the first law of thermodynamics.
See, that's always your answer, Mark.
Ted, do you have any actual news about anything whatsoever?
Mark, I have it on high authority that when he was a young man, Mark Riley, your soon-to-be former co-host on Morning Sedition, forced himself upon Harold Pinter, the playwright.
Wow. This has been the Slander Minute.
Hey, I wasn't done.
With Slander correspondent Ted Fields.
That's it. Yeah. I'm never coming on this show again.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. You're not. Get out.
That's it.
You're banned from Morning Sedition from here on out.
Forever.
Barry, Ted, Lank, Ted, Lank.